Well, we had an object lesson yesterday on the takeaway of why this healthcare debate is so frustrating and why it can really be difficult to pin down what's actually going on in the healthcare debate. First of all, we talked to a woman by the name of Lori Roman, who's the founder of Regular Folks United. It's an online forum featuring right-leaning bloggers on healthcare. But she told us in her experience of dealing with her insurance company that when a bone-eating tumor was discovered in her son's leg, he got prompt and excellent care here in the United States, and she made a comparison.
My son's leg probably would have not been saved in Great Britain, according to everything that I've seen from statistics and data and my friend's advice. And also, I have friends from Canada who said the same thing. My son's leg would not have been saved in Canada.
Well, that comment drew a lot of listener responses on our website. Nicole wrote on our site at thetakeaway.org, "I'm sorry for the loss of Lori's father, and I'm very happy that her son could be saved with their excellent coverage. I just hope that the healthcare system is fixed before he grows up and needs to find health insurance with a history of aggressive bone-eating tumors in his background. But if Lori wants to remain credible," Nicole writes, "she should abstain from making statements that her son would not have been saved in Great Britain or Canada. This debate needs to be tied to the facts." Well, let's take a closer look. What is the truth in this comparison with Canada and Great Britain that was made yesterday by Lori on our program? Uwe Reinhardt joins us, a professor of economics and public affairs at the Woodrow Wilson School of Public and International Affairs at Princeton University. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's just give you the straight facts. If there was an aggressive bone-eating tumor diagnosed in one of your loved ones, would there be a greater or lesser likelihood that the leg would be saved and that the life of your loved one would be saved here in the United States under a private insurer versus Canada's system or Great Britain's system?
I think in this particular case, the probabilities would probably be the same. In fact, even within the United States, healthcare varies so enormously that it would be hard to say whether in some other state the leg would have been saved. This lady's statement is completely irresponsible because it's based on hearsay. Her friends, who are these friends? Are they bank clerks or are they physicians? I mean, how low can the debate on healthcare actually sink if that is taken as a data point?
Well, why would she have this impression, or do you think that she's just trying to get an ideology out there because she has a political stake in the matter?
First of all, she has a political stake in the matter. But take, for example, the case of Investors Daily, which is a well-known daily newspaper. They had an editorial claiming that Stephen Hawking, the famous physicist who has multiple sclerosis, and
well, he has ALS. He has ALS, right? Yeah.
Yeah, ALS. And he, they claimed that in England he would have never survived. They would have written him off as worthless and let him die. Well, it turns out this gentleman is a professor at Cambridge University in England, and he wrote a little commentary saying, "I owe my life to the National Health Service in Britain." But here was the prestigious Investors Daily putting in an editorial. This woman reads that and thinks, aha, these editors must have checked the facts or know them. They didn't. The editors, in fact, never retracted their statement. They only admitted he lives in England. They have, in my view, no shame for not retracting what was absolutely an untruth.
Well, Uwe Reinhardt, professor of economics and public affairs at the Woodrow Wilson School of Public and International Affairs at Princeton University, thanks for that fact check. We, of course, don't know the source of Lori's information or the nature of her friends. She does believe that she had a much greater likelihood of having her son's life saved and leg saved in the United States than Great Britain or Canada. But Uwe Reinhardt says that that is an absurd assertion, that the probabilities are probably the same.
If she didn't have insurance, the leg probably wouldn't have been saved. She was lucky she was insured.
All right. Well, we were lucky to get you this morning. Uwe Reinhardt, thanks so much for being with us.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.